The beginning of the Amun is finishing off the sugya of Tisha B'Av and Tanis Tzibur. The Gemara and Akasha, on one hand, Rabbi Elazar said that Asa La'adim Sheishir Tzboi B'mayim B'Tisha B'Av K'derech She'asa B'Loishir Tzboi B'Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av has a chaymer, that you're not allowed to put your finger in water on Tisha B'Av, not like Yom Kippur, just like in Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to wash your hands, you're not allowed to even put your finger in water. And the Ma'ad Akasha, the Mishnah says, the Mibraisa, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av V'Tainas Tzibur, Ela Shezeh Asa B'Asiyas Melacha Tainas Tzibur, the Tainas Tzibur, they were geyser on Geshamim, has an Isra Asiyas Melacha, and Zeh Mutav Asiyas Melacha Magam Shenagu. And by Tainas Tzibur you find the Isser is only Rechitzas Kol Gufay, not Panav Yadav V'Gagav. Both Tisha B'Av and Tainas Tzibur, when they made it these tiniest on Geshamim, they have an Isser of Achila Shtia, Rechitzas Sicha, and Nila Sasandal and Tashva Shamit, they're just like Tisha B'Av. And one more, they have Malacha. And Tisha B'Av doesn't have an Isser Malacha, only Makom Shenagu. But the problem is, it says, Ein Bein Tainas Tzibur L'Tisha B'Av, Ela, that Tainas Tzibur is Asa B'Asiyas Melacha, and Tisha B'Av is Mutter. But here we have a difference. If you're going to say like Rabbi Elazar, that it's Asa L'Adam Sheishir Tzboi B'Mayim B'Tisha B'Av, there is Asa B'Yom Kippur. So Tisha B'Av has a difference between Tainas Tzibur. Tainas Tzibur is only Asa T'Birechitz Kol Gufay, Panav Yadav Raglav is Mutter, and Tisha B'Av it's Asa Even L'Adam Tzboi B'Mayim. So the Gemara answers, Kuli Kuli Katani. We're not discussing Tisha B'Av being more chamer than Tainas Tzibur. We're saying there is no thing that Tisha B'Av is more kal than Tainas Tzibur, only Malacha. That's the only thing that Tisha B'Av you're allowed to do, which you're not allowed to do in the Tainas Tzibur, is Malacha. But in certain ways, Tisha was more chamer than Tainas Tzibur. The Brayis is not discussing that. So Taisus on the top of the Amud Kuli Kuli Katani asks, the Gemara could have asked him another halacha. It says in the Gemara in Tainis Daf Yud Gimel, Kol Shu Asim Shem Evelk and Avu V'Tisha B'Av is Asa Bein Mechame Bein Mitzaynet. You're not allowed to wash whether hot water or cold water. You're not allowed to wash if it's Asa Mishem Evel. Kol Shu Asim Mishem Tainet Gain Tainis Tzibur Mechame Asa Mitzaynet Mutter. So Yishayinim asked, there's another thing in Tisha B'Av is more Chame than Tainis Tzibur. Tainis Tzibur is only Asa to wash in hot water. And Tisha B'Av is also even in cold water. So even without the name of Rabbi Elazar of Asa Adam Shiyeshit Tzboi B'Mayim B'Tisha B'Av Derisha Asa Haitzer Tzboi B'Yom Kippurim, we could have asked from the fact that Tisha B'Av is cold water and Tainus is only hot water and answer the same Teretz of Kuli Kuli K'tani. But the Gemara didn't have to ask from Rabbi Elazar. That's Taisus Azar. So the shtickel from the Briski Rav in Chiddush Gemara and Rizaret Levi Al Rambam and Mary Dika Shtickel. He says like this. Says Tisha B'Av really has two dinim. There's a din tainus and there's a din aval. You see, we'll put it my way a little bit. Yom Kippur also has an iser of rechitza, sicha, nilas sandal, and tashma shamita. But Yom Kippur is no din avelus. No one's an aval on Yom Kippur. You wear your finest yomtiv clothing Yom Kippur. There's no din to sit on the floor on Yom Kippur. There's no iser talmud teira on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is inuli. It's a tainus. A tainus, not an oval. Tainus tzibur also is not a velus. There's an iser malacha. There's an iser achila shtia ritzchitza sicha nilas asandol tashemita. It's not a velus. That's called an iser. It's a tainus. There's an iser. There's inuyim. Have to do also tainus. Tisha B'Av is also a tainus. Ein tainus tzibur bavol Tisha B'Av bavat. Tisha B'Av is a tainus tzibur. Tisha B'Av is Dinei Tainus. Now the Gemara is comparing it. Is it compared to Yom Kippur? Is it compared to Tainus Tzibur? Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, Elish Zeh Sveika Asa Zeh Sveika Mutter. Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Tainus Tzibur, Elish Zeh Asa Melacha, that's Mutter Melacha. The Gemara says, Kuli Kuli Katani, right? The Tainus is a little bit different, whether it's Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur or Tainus Tzibur, they have their differences, slight differences. And that's what the Gemara is discussing here. So the din of Lahoishit Tzboi B'Mayim that Tisha B'Av has doesn't come from Avelus. An Avel is a lighter wash Pani Yadav Raglav. The din is Asr la adam aish etzbay b'mayim b'tishibav k'derech sh'asr b'yayim b'kippurim. It's a din in the Tainus. It's a din of the tzayim of tishibav in that way is similar to the tzayim of yayim b'kippurim. So that we're asking a kasha, right? What do you mean? Ein bein Tainus sibul b'tishibav also means the din in the Tainus. And we're saying ein bein, but tishibav has more chamadik a din Tainus. It has a din that even the rechitz is even asr l'hash etzbay b'mayim. So that the Gemara says kula kula katani. But then the tishbav is also to wash with seinin. The Gemara in Tainus is mavur, like we said, the lash in the Gemara kosh humish of evil. Anything that's avelus, which includes tishbav and avelus, is also bein bechamin and mitzainin. Kosh humish from Tainus, which is Tainus siber, is bechamin also mitzainin mutter. So that din that it's also mitzainin, the Gemara is mavurish, is because of the avelus. That doesn't belong in Asugya. That the Tishbav has a din naisav of Avelus, that doesn't, that's not a kasha. If it's mitzat tainis and it's more chamin than tainis, that's a kasha, because we're discussing the din tainis. But the fact that it's also mitzayin and that comes mitzat the din Avelus, like the Gemara says, kol yom nafid gimel and tainis, kol shim shim oval, bein mitzayin and bein mechamin is also, kol shim shim tainug is only mechamin. So the kasha was, so that's a din aval, that the Gemara wouldn't ask the kasha, that's how Bishri Rebbe wants to answer Taisa's kasha. Then the Minchas Chinuch also says the same Yisraeli's Mechamim to the Yisraeli of Bishri Rebbe, and pretty much the Pshat in this Gemara, that Rabbi Elazar wasn't coming to Asher al Sevelus, he was coming to Asher al Tainus. And the answer is a Shver Zach with this. The Gemara says that the halacha is that on Shabbos of Tisha B'Av we don't have a Tainus. But the Ramah says that we still have an issue of Tashmish Amita. Because Dvarim Shabbat, you don't do Avelus of Hesir and Shabbos. Dvarim Shabbat Sinanayik. So, in fact, the Minchas Chinuch, so why isn't there also an issue of Rechkitza al sustained in the Dvarim Shabbat Sinanayik? Why? You should be able to wash your hands on Tisha Mashkas B'Shabbos. Why don't we say Dvarim Shabbat Sinanayik? Why don't we say Dvarim Shabbat Sinanayik in regard to Tashmish Amita and not in regard to Rechkitza? So he says it the same insight. An oval is allowed to wash his hands. An oval is just not allowed to wash his whole goof. But an oval is allowed to wash his hands. Right? Tisha B'Av is all the dine avelus, of course. It has a din. In other words, the iser v'chitza sicha nilas asan v'ontan shemit is as al tzavelus. And also, there's an iser of Talmud Torah al tzavelus. It's a Gemara in Tainus Daflamin that the din calls she naig b'aval naig b'tisha B'Av, and it brings these halachas. But als oval, you wouldn't have an isolation it's by the mind. That would also only be kol gufay. Avelus is also only kol gufay. So memela, mitzad the din tainus of Tisha B'Av, when it comes Shabbos, there is no din tainus. There's no sinner, there's no fehesed, there's no tainus, period. You can eat and drink kesudah shleimah b'shachtei. So who would din the inuyim that are also mitzad the din tainus? Mitzad the din tainus don't exist. It's Shabbos, there's no tainus. The tainus was pushed off to tomorrow. Avelus is still there. Dvarim Shabbat Sinanayik. Tashmish Amita has a din avelus. Rechitza also has a din avelus, but only kol gufay. So maybe in Echanami, maybe it can't be rechitz kol gufay b'tzayin on Tisha B'Av on Shabbos l'fidish tikkul teret. Maybe if somebody's really, really hot on Tisha B'Av shkalas b'Shabbos, you can't take a cold shower. Who knows? But as far as washing your hands, which that's a minute to do, the reason why it's mut is because there is no isser avelus to wash your hands to say Dvarim Shabbat Sinanayik. That's the isser mitzvah tainus. There's no tainus on Shabbos. Avelus is there in Shabbos if it's Bitzinah, that's where Tashemit is also. But Rechitzis Yadayim isn't also Avelus, that's why it's Mutter.